In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I have been really thinking about the church lately, and what is the church? Of course, the body of Christ. He is the head, Jesus. We are the body. And today, the reading said that husbands should love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave his life for her. Oh yes, the church. But I want to think about the missionary aspect of the church. By nature, the church of God is missionary. By nature. Remember what Jesus said, "Go out in all the world, make disciples of all people, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." We are to make disciples of all people. Go out to all the world. Jesus said and shows us when we go out, greater things happen when we go out. Greater things happen. I don't understand it. But when I go out to preach the gospel, whether it's at Holy Rosary or to another place, greater things happen. God heals people's back. I remember one young man telling me, when I came to the service in Hanover, I thought it was all a fraud, but you came right up to me and touched me in my head, and the pain in my back left me. I was healed. Jesus healed him. Oh yes, when we go out, greater things happen. Greater things happen, and we need to go out and preach the gospel. We need to bring people to Jesus and Jesus to people. The church, by its very nature, is missionary. And Jesus said, "Signs like these shall follow those who proclaim the gospel. They shall lay hands upon the sick. They shall cast out demons. They shall speak entirely new languages. They shall step on serpents and not be harmed." I tell you, my friends, the church is missionary, and we are to go out. Unfortunately, there are many missionary churches that have bought the line of the world. I know one missionary church which was so very powerful in China, and I will tell you right now they're talking about the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth belongs to God. And the missionary shouldn't be preaching the earth. They should be preaching Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is Lord. And Jesus Christ made the earth. All things came to be in him. In him. And without him, nothing came to be. So again, the church is missionary by its very nature. And we want to bring people to Jesus. And we go out and do that. We go in and do that. And greater things happen when we go out. I remember many years ago, a bishop was speaking to me about my radio program. And I said, "My radio program goes across the nation." And he said, "I'm interested in Boston." I said, "I have two programs in Boston, one on WROL and one on WEZE. But the gospel is too good to keep in Boston. So we're in St. Louis. We're in Albuquerque. We're in Florida by machines. We're in Connecticut. We're in Western Massachusetts. Oh, we're every place where God wants us to be. Why? Because God tells us to go out and preach the gospel. I'm going to review what I did yesterday on Romans 8, just a little. There is now, I want you to say now, no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? There is no accusation. No accusation. The devil accuses. No scruples. You didn't confess right. There is no scruples. Just speak it out loud. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Not tomorrow, but now, no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Let me tell you what the flesh does. I'm not talking about my skin. I'm talking about the flesh. It's called S-A-R-X, sarx. Just the other day, a woman came to me, and she needed food, and it was very early in the morning, and in my flesh, I wanted to say no. But in my spirit, I had to say yes. There was a fight between the flesh and the spirit, because I had just got up out of bed. But you know what? She came, and she received what she needed, and someone gave me money for her, and she received even money. You see, the spirit won, the flesh lost. I remember another time when I was in New York with Father Dan Rehill. He wasn't a priest then, but the point of the matter is I had a true relic of the cross, and the Lord told me to give that relic to this Jewish boy who became Catholic. I said, I don't want to do it. That's the flesh. I don't want to do it. This has been giving me consolation. I don't want to do it. That's the flesh. When the Lord speaks and does something, you've got to do it. That's the flesh if you do not do it. But he said to me later, the Lord said, if you give it to him, I'll give you a greater ministry to Israel and to the Jewish people. I said, take it. You have to take this relic of the true cross. You see, the flesh wars against the spirit, and the spirit wars against the flesh. But we want the spirit to win out. We want the spirit to win out. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. What is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus? That he became a sin offering for you and for me, that he loves you and me. He became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God. For what the law could not do, the law could not make us right with God. The law could not do that. It was a weak through the flesh. God, how does God do it? God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in his flesh. So God deals with sin by sending his Son into the world in the form of flesh. Though he was in the form of God, he did not count himself equal to God, but he was enfleshed. He was enfleshed, and he died for sin. He died for your sin. He was condemned sin in the flesh. On the cross, the greatest things happened. Jesus gave us the reality of becoming children of God as we live by grace through faith. He died for sin. He died for sin. He condemned sin on the cross, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Who do you walk after? I want to walk after the Spirit of God. I do not want to walk after the flesh. When God tells me to give something away, I want to give it away. When God tells me to do something, I want to do it. I do not want to war against the Spirit. I want to do what God calls me to do and know that there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. If I don't do it, he doesn't condemn me. He'll help me, and he'll help me to do it at another time. There is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit mind the things of the Spirit. Are you of the Spirit? Are you listening to God? Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Are you doing what God wants you to do? Are you being what God wants you to be? You say that I'm an invalid. Well, you can pray. You can pray. By nature, the church is a missionary. You can pray for the people in other countries. You can pray for the people in Massachusetts. I tell you, many years ago, Our Lady of Fatima told us to pray for the conversion of Russia. If she appears today, I think she'll say, not only Russia, but the United States. Because the United States has gone far from God. The United States, which was a covenanted country, have gone far from God. There are only two covenanted countries that covenanted to Jesus Christ, Israel and the United States. And I tell you, during this election, we need to be on the right side. Because, my friends, if we're on the wrong side, we're going to have abortion to the ninth month. We're going to have abortion to the ninth month. That's what Hillary says. Donald Trump says no abortion. In other words, abortion's legal, but not till the ninth month, and he'll try to get rid of it. I'm telling you, we need to do things. We need to pray for this country. We need to pray for ourselves, that we walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, selfishness, greed, but they that are of the Spirit mind the things of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, giving. Oh, yes, you can't outgive God. You can't outgive God. Just the other day, the Lord told me to give somebody some money, and so I gave them some money. It wasn't 2 hours later that I received almost double for the money that I gave them. God multiplies. He doesn't divide. The scripture says about giving, I will open the windows of heaven and I will let down my presence and what you need, and the storehouses will be filled. Oh, yes. I tell you, it's about giving. It's about giving. It's about giving. Giving has to do with walking after the Spirit. And they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. We have now a new commercial that you put this stuff around your eyes and the wrinkles go. Let me just tell you, friends, that's not what we need. The boat is sinking. We need prayer. We need fasting. We need prayer, devout prayer. That's what we need. We don't need to get rid of the bags under our eyes. That's so foolish. That's so foolish. Oh, I want to look younger. Well, you're not younger anymore. You know? You're not younger anymore. Thanks be to God. And because you're older, you should have wisdom. You should have learned from this life that this life apart from Christ is absolutely nothing. You should have learned that. To be carnal-minded is death. To be fleshly-minded is death. But to be spiritually-minded is life and peace. To walk by the Spirit is light and peace. We need to walk by the Holy Spirit. We need to walk by the Spirit of God. Because the carnal mind is at enmity, fighting against God. I told you, I did not want to give that crucifix to that Jewish boy. My mind was fighting against God, but I finally gave it to him. So who won? The Spirit won. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. It can't be subject to the law of God. The carnal mind is after itself. I am the king of the mountain. I am the king of my life. I tell you, I am no king. I am a servant of the Lord by the grace of God. By the grace of God. I am no king of myself. I have no a kingdom. The only kingdom I have is the kingdom of God that Jesus told us to pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's how Jesus told us to pray. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We have not seen that yet. That God wants the kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. There is no one sick in the kingdom of heaven. There is no one sick in the kingdom of heaven. Holy Rosary is a cancer-free zone. I named it. I declared it. I called it a cancer-free zone. And we need to believe that. We need to believe that. That when people come to us, they're going to get healed. Why? Because we walk according to the Spirit. Because God has really given us life through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. That's right. Because you're always thinking of me, 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 me. We don't want to think about me, 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 me. We want to think about Jesus. We want to think about helping people. We want to think about introducing people to Jesus. Not me, 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 me. That's what a baby says. Mine, mine, mine. It's the flesh, even in a baby. But I hope we're going to grow out of that. That it's not mine, mine, mine. That it's given to me to share. It's given to me to share with people. That's what it's given to me for. When God gives me something, He wants me to share it with people. To share it with people. Not to keep everything for myself. Share it with people. That's why tithing is of God. It is so important that we tithe our money. It is so important. But you are not in the flesh. Hear that, people. No condemnation for Christ and those in Christ Jesus. You are not in the flesh, but you are in the Spirit, so that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is without Christ. You are of the Spirit. And if Christ be in you, by grace, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Oh, yes, the Spirit makes us righteousness through the blood of Jesus, through the cross of Jesus. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, stop. I want to tell you, you are in the Spirit, and the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. That means the Father dwells in you. The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Do you believe that? If you believe that, you're not going me, 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 me. You're going Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, yes. And how do I bring other people to Jesus? And Jesus to other people. The Spirit of Him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. No scruples today. No condemnation today. No accusations today. Why? Because the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. And He that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead shall also quicken our mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwells in us. Our mortal bodies shall be glorified. Oh yes, when will they be glorified? When our Lord Jesus Christ comes in glory as the judge of the living and the dead. He is coming. We have to love His appearance and wait for His appearance. But we need to be busy until He comes. The church, by very nature, is missionary. You've got to go out to people. You've got to go out to people. You've got to go out to people. That's why we do radio. That's why we try to do television, so that people will hear the Word of God. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors of the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you're going to die. If you live after me, 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 you're going to die. But if through the Spirit know and modify the deeds of the body, you shall live. You shall live. If we walk in the Spirit, we shall live. As many that are led of the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. If you are being led by the Spirit of God, you are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. Oh yes, I want to be led by the Holy Ghost. I want to be led by the presence of God. I want to be led by God Himself, because the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. Do you know what I'm saying today? The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to have being afraid, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We've received the spirit of adoption. We have been adopted into the family of God through faith and baptism. Oh yes, I am a son of God, walking in the Spirit by the grace of God, not by my own grace, by the grace of God. By the grace of God, God called me to preach. By the grace of God, God called me to bring healing to the sick. By the grace of God, it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with Jesus Christ. Oh yes, everything to do with Jesus Christ. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if we are children of God, listen to this, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so that we suffer with Him, that we may be glorified together in Him. What kind of suffering do we need to do? Persecution. It is the persecution, suffering that God promises. He says, mother against daughter, father against son, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. I tell you, the suffering that he talks about is persecution. For I reckon that the persecution or the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Hallelujah. Do you know that when Jesus comes again, the glory that is in us shall be revealed? For the earnest expectation of creation waits for the manifestation of the children of God. That all creation waits for the manifestation of the glory that will be revealed in us. Do you know that? That the mountains, the ocean, the hills, do you know that all creation waits for the glory that shall be revealed in us? Do you know that? I don't think you do, because this is too big. Whoever preaches on that, that the very nature is waiting for us to become the glory of God, that the glory of God would be manifested in us. Okay, I'll leave on that site, and I want to remind you that we are $10,000 in debt for September bills, and our last letter did not produce what we wanted it to produce. So I'm asking you people, if these broadcasts are a blessing, you write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Or you go to the internet, inseason.net will take you to PayPal, inseason.net. We need $10,000 by Friday. If we get it, hallelujah. If we don't get it, hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? This ministry belongs to God. It is not my ministry. It is God's ministry to get His word out. His word out to all creation. Because the church is missionary by nature. We must go out and proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ. Proclaim the healing that God does through the laying on of hands. Oh yes, we must proclaim it. And we will see greater things happening when we go out of our common little box. We want to box ourselves in, and we don't want to do what God wants us to do. So write to me, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. November 3rd to the 6th, that's next week, we begin Days of Glory. 3, 4, 5, and 6. This Days of Glory will be held in the same place that it was held last year and the year before. The Crown Plaza Hotel Inn, 15 Middlesex Canal Park, Woburn, Massachusetts. Yes, Days of Glory. between November 3rd and 6th. You can come for one day if you want. But, oh, if you can spend the whole time, things are going to happen. Hallelujah. Maria Vadia is going to be there. I'm going to be there. There are going to be very many people filled with the Spirit of God and led by the Spirit of God that are the sons and daughters of God. Oh, how we need to hear the Word of God. November 3rd to the 6th at the Crown Plaza Hotel. At the Crown Plaza Hotel Inn in Woburn, Massachusetts. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Mary said yes to the angel. Say yes to Jesus today. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.